Hi, I'm calling to speak to the person that handles the online listings for AZ Handyman Services.
Yes, this is me, but I'm not allowing anybody to work my website. I'm not paying nobody to do it because it's free to advertise on Google.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's actually free, but we just don't know which page will you be in. That's the problem with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
Because when we have...
well, no, go ahead, go ahead. I've had so many of these calls before, and they want me to pay them to help me do my business, and everything is the way it should be right now, and I don't need to change anything on it.
I see. Yeah, the thing is this, okay, I understand that you were asked to pay something like a fee and all. But my question is this, okay? I noticed that your business is listed with companies like HomeAdvisor and Angie's List, right? You're advertising through that company. Is that correct?
I just put my name on Google, and I've been in business for almost 4 years now, and people find me on Google searches, and they rate me, they recommend me, they do reviews, and they see my work, and then they give me calls.
Oh, okay, I
I've been
see. All
doing this for
right,
four
no.
years now, so I don't know if something changed because Google My Business, I guess, isn't active anymore, and I have to go online to do it, like the
Yeah,
app.
because
I don't have.
the thing is this, okay? I understand that you've tried services before like that. It's free, but what we want you to do is you want your business to show up on the map. So the moment someone searches for handyman services in your area, we make sure that you're on the first page consistently. So meaning you'll
Okay.
get calls directly from your customers versus you like paying per lead through like a service ad. I mean, sorry, are you still working with Angie right now or HomeAdvisor or was that something from the past?
No, I'm trying to cancel with Angie's List because I subscribed for 3 months, and I told them after 3 months I don't get a lot of work at all from them, so.
That's the problem, right? You don't get a lot of work at all, but you are or you have to pay each fee, right?
I deal with a lot of realtors, home inspectors, and property managers, and people out here. I get a lot of good reviews and word of mouth, and people just say, "Hey, call this guy. He's a good worker. You know, does good work."
I
And a
mean,
lot of people go to my Google site and they see my pictures. And I haven't recently been posting any pictures lately because I've been getting
exactly.
such good word of mouth. So.
That's the thing, right? Word of mouth about your business, I mean, that says a lot about your business, like how great you are in terms of the services. But you will
But yeah,
agree with me when I...
new people that move in the area that don't know me or never heard of me, then they always find me on Google. And I used to be like on the top of the list on Google. I don't know where I'm at right now. I haven't really checked into it.
Yeah, actually, I've tried to search it in the area today, not even on the first, second, third, or fourth page. Okay? I mean, as you've mentioned, you're doing good with word of mouth. And definitely, you'll agree with me when I say Google is the biggest word of mouth out there. All right? One good review, you can be seen a lot of customers that who doesn't know your business yet. What I'm just trying to
Right.
say is that you've tried Angie's List and it didn't work out. Maybe this is the time for you to work on your Google listing. Help on we will be definitely help you out in terms of your website and all. That might be the right
Yeah,
time
I
right
never.
now.
I gave him a little information on Angie Leads, and I said, "Oh, I'll try it because I got Google, and Google has been working out pretty good." And for some reason, Google has been messed up lately, so I haven't been getting a lot of calls from Google, but I've been getting a
Exactly.
lot of calls from word by mouth.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. If we work on your listings on Google, you'll get all those calls again. Right? And you don't even have to subscribe to any other services because you'll be booked out receiving calls from your customers looking for your services. And one other great thing is that, as you've mentioned, you do have a great review. So those reviews needs to be seen by those customers.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't matter how much good reviews you have, but it cannot be seen Like it won't matter, right? Because they cannot see you on the front page. Does that make sense?
So how comes when I search myself up, I don't find anything on there?
Yeah, it's because of the Google algorithm, right? It changes. That's the reason why we are here for you, so that we can make sure that you're consistently up there. Okay?
Okay.
All right, let me ask you this, okay? What does your service area look like? Like, how far are you willing to travel for new customers?
Depends if somebody wants to pay trip fee, you know, service fee. I do free estimates in the Sierra Vista
okay.
area.
So okay,
if I go
okay.
out of Sierra Vista, I get to charge a trip fee. And
definitely.
When people call me, I don't have it on my website, but on Google, but if people call me and they're in Denton or something, I got to do a trip fee because of gas
okay.
prices.
Exactly. I mean, definitely gas prices are expensive.
I get a big truck. It cost me $120 to drive from Sierra Vista to Tucson and back.
I see. Definitely, you should charge for that. I'll agree. And also, in terms of your target market, are you focusing more on like residential or commercial type of jobs?
I work more residential. I've done work for Walmart, Best Buy, Circuit City, JCPenney,
okay.
mattress firms,
okay.
local restaurants, things like that. But some places require me to be licensed, and I don't need to be licensed out here, depending on how
okay.
big the job is and how much I charge.
Okay, definitely. So you're willing to accept, like, small commercial, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I used to do inspections
okay.
for JCPenney's in Douglas and
wow.
Tucson and
okay.
down in Douglas, Nogales, and Tucson.
Okay, awesome. And also, sorry, wasn't able to get your name earlier. Again, my name is John, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
All right, Mason Whitmer, I'm the owner.
Mason, right? M-A-S-O-N.
Yeah.
Okay.
N-A-T-H-A-N, Nathan. Like
oh,
Nathaniel,
Nathan, sorry.
Nathan.
Yeah, Nathan. Okay, thank you so much. Sorry about that, Nathan. So, and also, Nathan, I assume that since you've mentioned, you haven't built your website yet, right? Just like the home advisory thing and your Google listing from the past, right?
The Google listing from the past, Google My Business. It was
oh, yeah, the Google
at the time.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
I've been putting
right.
a lot of pictures on there, and I've been having customers leave reviews and things like that.
Oh,
so.
Okay. So that's
and,
not... That, that,
sometimes
that's not
sometimes I still get sometimes I still get people on Google My Business that
but
message
not that
me
much
and they want work done.
Okay, I see. That makes sense. Okay. And also, Nathan, I believe that as of the moment, you can handle more business, right? Like, you can take on more jobs.
Yeah, right now it's really slow, but yeah. I mean, I already
yeah,
got
okay.
one job I'm working on, and I don't have nothing coming up next week, so.
That's the thing,
that's
right?
Why
that,
it's kind of, I don't know what that, the hell happened with Google, but that messed me up with my business.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the great thing about advertising your business on Google, right? We'll make sure, or we'll help you out in terms of getting good traction and get calls directly from your customers, right? Now, Nathan, being this is an exclusive listing that we will be filling for you today, you do see the value of having your business on the first page of Google, right?
Okay.
Okay, I mean, you do
yeah,
see
was,
the value in it.
Yeah, when I think when I first started, I was like number, well, a couple of months, I was number two on the list, number three on the list. On the
yeah, but it is consistently changing. That's the reason why you need a company that optimizes it to make sure that you're consistently up there. Because you do have the good reviews already, but it's just that it cannot be seen as of the moment. Okay? Now, here's the thing, Nathan, okay? I actually have my director on the other line, okay? He'll be helping us in terms
okay.
of getting more details about the services and definitely pull some strings to give you the best promotion available today, okay? If you could just give me one moment, Nathan, I'll let me go ahead and
it's
get my
director.
It's
probably going to cost me something right now, and right now I'm negative $400 in my bank until I get paid from this job I'm finishing up now, so I won't be able to make any payment today on anything unless you can take an auto payment and charge me later. That's the only thing I can say.
Okay, I see. Let me go ahead and check this one for you. Can you give me one moment, Nathan? Just give me 1 second.
Yeah, because right now people give me cash and I go buy materials for them. And then when I get paid, then I put money in the bank. But right now I'm not going to be paid till at least next Tuesday.
Okay. Hello, Nathan.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Nathan, I actually have my director, Daniel, on the other line. Let me go ahead and put him through so that we can see what we can do for your business, okay? Hold on 1 moment, please, okay? Hold on 1 sec. Thank you.
All right.
Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Nathan?
Yes, Nathan.
Great, great. Nathan, right, with the N?
Yeah, not Mason.
Okay, got it, got it. I feel like we're saying the same thing. Nathan, so...